Universal Energy Radio. This is the LOA Blend. And good morning to you, Elizabeth.
Good morning to you, Alisa. Now, you know why I had to do that? Because my babysitter babysat 2 days in a row, and her name is Alyssa.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You should see how she's a senior in high school. So I always have to catch myself, but like 50% of the time I call her Alisa, 50% of the time I have to stop myself from calling you Alyssa. Crazy. And it's not the most common name.
I know.
But two people very much in my world have the same name.
Yeah. Well, you know, my nickname in college that still stays with me is just A. Just
I love
A.
That.
And it's because one of our friends, also in the fraternity, and she lived in my dorm freshman year. Her name is Alicia. And we would mess up each other's names just talking to each other. You know, so we were the only ones. We'd go, I'd say, hey, Alisa. I'm like, oh, man, that's my surname. So we just started calling each other A, which is equally confusing, but at least, you know, we didn't butcher each other's names in the process. So anyway.
Anyway, also, we always talk about Source giving us signs and symbols to nudge us along, encourage us to kind of confirm. And even before I was ever on the air with Source Energy Radio, and this was maybe about 5 years ago, almost six, but I remember it was in the first year that I was channeling, and again at that stage of the game I was didn't even have my website up yet. Maybe I was doing some stuff on YouTube, but I was just sort of stumbling and just adjusting to this new portal of experience. But early on in that journey, there was, and still to this day there is still, big relevance for me with the letter A, especially if it's more than one A group together. You know how people talk about 444 and 111, 1111?
Yeah.
And I'm sure I deal with that all the time. But also with the letter A has big significance. So I think that's really amazing. I've said this before in the air, but I always want to remind you of that if I'm going about my daily business, And I see either two A's together or three A's together, it has a resonance for me.
Interesting.
And look at you, A. So I think that's funny that, we're doing this together in terms of the show, and also in terms of blending our modalities with the Law of Attraction blend, private readings and coaching and things like of that nature. That I think it's very interesting that it sort of all ties in. And I just want to mention also that you're developing our little website. We now have three pages. Woo! 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 So check it out, lawofattractionblend.com. And that is different from Alisa's separate website, which is Some of You. It's different than my separate website, which is elizabill.com. We'll give out those addresses at the end, but our joint one that I'm enjoying promoting shamelessly is, why not? It's our show.
I know.
We give to the people. Lawofattractionblend.com. So if you like what we do on the air, this is really not even about us. It's really about you, because none of this, although I find vastly entertaining, none of this crazy banter, but really the focus would be on you guys. But anyway, that was my one of many plugs for the show.
I appreciate it. Yeah.
Why not, girl?
Yeah, and it's like I said, the platform is different from my website. So every time I get on my website, I keep thinking I have access to certain things that I don't.
Right.
And vice versa. I'm like, oh, they don't have that. Okay. So, yeah, it stretches my mind out a lot to be on two different platforms, which is fine. Which is fine.
Did you say stretch or stress?
Stretch.
Oh, good. I'm glad you said that.
Stretch.
Good.
No, not stress.
No, I didn't think you said that. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
But, yeah, isn't that interesting, though? I like that because if you, you know, stress seems to not be a very productive term. It's more like, oh, it's unpleasant, like, you know, food poisoning, stress. But if you, right? Ooh, no, bad, go away. But if you think of the energy of stress being the energy of stretching, you know, expanding, then it's half of the discomfort of that energy sort of goes away. So I'm kind of glad that sort of came out right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not stressing, I'm stretching.
I'm stretching.
I'm stretching, girl.
I had a good stretch this morning, which was good. I'm like, oh, I need to stretch more.
Yeah, stretching is so important. Absolutely. You can really, for those of you that like to work out and stuff, you would definitely know better than us the value of that. And I think it's good. I think it's very important, at least when you first wake up and, you know, even a little bit before you go to bed, it helps.
Mm.
You know, stretch yourself out, girl.
I know. Mm-hmm. I always envy my cats that do that cat
right.
stretch.
Right.
And then my little Marco, he likes to do an extra. He'll stick his leg out after he does the cat stretch.
Right. Oh, that just reminds me on Facebook, and I don't remember. I have like more identities than the freaking. Work release, what is it, work protection program, but
work
on
one,
program. It's pathetic, but on somewhere on Facebook, I don't remember where it came out, but somebody put out an article or something on Tumblr, I know Tumblr exists, I just let that one, you know, just pass me by, because between Twitter and Facebook, like, that's plenty, but there's an Instagram, there's so many things.
Yeah.
I know Tumblr, I think, it deals more with blogging. Does it?
Yes.
It does. Okay. Okay. So maybe eventually, you know, that will be more on my radar. But somebody had put an article on Tumblr, and it was talking about how watching her cat made her think about the vintage pinup girls. And I guess she had a photograph of her cat. Do you know this girl got a book deal?
What?
Yes, she got a book deal. I'm telling you, anything is possible.
Wow.
And it could be really funny. And I did see, they did actually have a photograph, and they had two. They had one that was, I think there's a famous artist, I'm probably going to get the name wrong, but I think the name was Vega. But there was this one famous artist that was all, he was known for these amazing pinup pictures, I guess, really popular in the 40s. And so they had one of like this girl, you know, she's has her hips sticking out. Maybe she has like a polka dotted bikini on or whatever, very retro, very 40s. And I swear to God, there was a picture of the cat in the same pose.
Oh my gosh.
But not in a polka dotted bikini. She was just, the cat was just lounging. But this woman made the association. So I guess they're going to do a book, I guess, side by side of like the pinup pictures and finding. Now, the thing is, what I love about cats is that they're so independent.
Yes.
So it's not like you say tell the cat, okay, make sure you hit your good light, arch your back out, you know. It's more about them taking pictures of the cats and then finding the pinups to match. But anyway, she got a book deal.
That's so funny.
So funny. So stretching is good.
Stretching is good. So stretching and even stretching your imagination,
mm-hmm.
It's all good.
Stretching over, you know, you say, how can I turn the stress into stretching?
Yeah.
And it's great because I'm stressed. Okay, so that means I'm growing, I'm stretching. Okay, I'm so stressed I can't even think about, like, how good this is for me. So the default setting is just physically stretch.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So see what happens? See what happens when I don't hear you right? It actually is a nice little tool. Turn your stress into stretch.
Girl. We got it. All right, we're done now. We're done.
We're done with the. Okay. Well,
We're done with the show. That's all you needed to know.
We're done. Okay, I'm gonna go stretch now. Bye. I thought. See, and again, this is me on like no coffee. So, but I do have a cup right here, which I'm gonna start to drink in a second. But I thought that you were done. Like you're done with me talking about the. Like okay, onto something else.
No.
All right, I'm confused.
We can turn that into something else. We'll turn it into, you know.
You can tell me something good.
Well, here's something good. We have people listening in the chat room.
Oh, thank God.
I know. It's always sad when there's no one in the chat room.
No, it's not. You know what? I'll tell you something. It's not because I'm so happy to talk to you.
Oh, well, no, I agree. I like that we have an audience, though.
We've been having an audience, you know. From the very beginning.
A live chat room audience.
Oh, that kind of audience.
Yeah. No, it's all good.
It's all good, girl.
Don't even get me wrong, because you know I love talking to you. So, so we have for Saggy, we have Jessica Martinez and Kimberly Corinda, and we also have a guest. And in fact, Jessica Martinez said, I had a weird dream last night. Dreamt that a dam broke at this house I was in, and it was raw sewage coming at us.
Ooh.
But I rode on top of it like a surfer. And ended up riding it out till it stopped.
Thank you. That was the key. That's what you're learning to do. And I think it's very interesting that when you had sent us a very in-depth, long, long email, and we chose not to address it on the air because we could tell that you weren't in the chat and it was just really so much going on. We really felt for you, Jessica, with the car and just, you know, writing things out and adjusting and really and dealing with the raw sewage of emotions. Thank you, because you had indicated, you know, just you were kind of like blindsided by all this anger and stuff. Guess what? Your subconscious is telling you, just write it out. You were holding on for so many things. And I think what was going on as a means of just being in survival mode, which I completely understand and can empathize with, and we've all gone through this, in order for you just to move forward, it was kind of the safety zone to feel, well, if I get the expungement, everything's going to be fine. If I get this new job, everything's going to be fine. What you need to understand that there's nothing wrong.
Right.
What you need to understand that it's not going to be this instantaneous transformation. What you are understanding, I can see evidence by this dream, Jessica, is that this is life. And in the realm of experience in life, all possibilities exist. So you love all the craziness and what you went through. You forgive it, and then you transmute it, and it then gets transformed. Because to think that something outside of yourself is going to make the traumas of the past go away, or that you're dealing with things that aren't pleasant, means that there's nothing wrong with you. That's part of being human. Every possibility must exist. To the degree that those possibilities are activated, guess what? It's up to you.
Mm.
You know? But as long as we're here, it's the law of averages that we're going to have a bad day. And that's okay. You can still love yourself. You can still forgive yourself. You can still be gentle and patient with yourself. So it really worked out that you weren't around. We chose not to get into it because it was a lot of stuff going on. And we had suggested, you know what, if you really would like our help and support and this is still a challenge, then, you know, book a private session with us that we would do a blended, because we do law of attraction blend readings. Whether you do that or not doesn't matter. The point was that we weren't going to, in this forum, in this platform of the radio show, address such heavy, in-depth, and lengthy material that you had presented to us. I'm just so proud of you that the next time we heard from you, you were very upbeat because you had gotten the new car.
Mm-hmm.
And now this dream is very significant because don't you see how your subconscious knows everything? So allow the raw sewage of your experience and your perception to just be released. You know, it's like the food poisoning metaphor is great because you can't rush that.
Yeah.
That it just takes a time to get out of your system, and then you feel better. But it's, you know, it's not like you're going to make your physiology wrong for getting rid of what it doesn't need. So get rid of what you don't need. So, yeah, I think that dream was very clear.
Right.
Good for you.
Right.
Celebrate that.
I love it. I mean, mm-hmm. and Jessica, you've always had such insightful dreams.
Yes.
There's so much that's coming through when you are in that sleep state, in that dream state. So hopefully you're able to write that stuff down. And yeah, I know you share it with us when you can, but hopefully you're writing some of that stuff down and just keeping a journal. I think that always helps at least, I mean, I call it, you know, I call my little scribbles on random pieces of paper journal, you know, but just sometimes just writing it down will help you remember the details that you need to remember and make those connections when it's time to make the connections.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it also is very grounding, too, because you're sort of merging the conscious, you know, the left brain with the right brain.
Yes.
So that really helps as well, too, if your dreams are something that you want to pay attention to or to get the most out of your dreams. So I think that's a good suggestion to write them down or just at least impressions or symbols from them.
Yeah.
That strike a chord. So anyway, good for you, Jessica.
Yeah. And she said, she said, I keep meaning to do the private thing. You know, she's just been really busy. And you can always, basically the way to do that for anybody who's interested in booking a private reading or a private session so that you can talk to us. You have our undivided attention. It's not divided amongst however many people in the chat room, however many people are calling.
And it's private.
And it's private. It's not going to be like on a podcast later on for everyone to download.
Right. I know all your business,
which is you know, it's all good. But you know, you get what you pay for, right?
So, absolutely.
Anyway, you can go to our site lawofattractionblend.com, and there is a hyperlink to click on, and that will show you our availability. For sessions, either an hour long or half hour long, and it also shows your rates. So this is good because between your schedule, Elizabeth, and my schedule, finding some time is
a challenge.
We do this show 3 times a week, so we definitely set aside that time. But after that, you know, basically 3.5 hours of set aside time during any given week. That may be the only time we have, you know, to do something together where our schedules actually do meet. So, yeah, that we've been working on setting aside various times. And so, yeah, please do. Please check it out. At least check out the site at the very least. And you can see who we are. There's a little photo up there of us.
Yes, you can see what we look like, although I do have sunglasses, because when that picture was taken, it was the only time that Elisa and I were together physically. That sounded, you could take that any time. Okay, let me just get the coffee right now that we were together in person. Whatever, I don't care. And that was that 2 years ago?
That was over 2 years ago, yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah.
My God. Okay, and that was really before... that was really the beginning of doing the LOA Blend radio show. And at that time, we were outside, and it was just this picture that we took outside. I happened to have my glasses on. But that was like, that's like the best picture of the two of us that is in existence. But when she comes to New York, which I think will be before I get to Atlanta, but you never know.
Right.
But the next time we're together, we are going to get more pictures of the two of us, but I really love that picture though. I do.
Yeah, I do too.
I love this. I love the picture of us, but it's really the only one of the two of us that works for that. But if you want to sort of get a glimpse as to our energy together, you can check that out. And then what we're doing in terms of the private sessions, because our schedules are so such this crazy Rubik's Cube of just lining times up, we do have marked out through the end of March when we are both available for readings, and we have a program that's on the website that is a booking program. So if you book the appointment, we will be alerted, and then we definitely make sure that time is yours. So it's like making reservations at a restaurant.
Pretty much.
And we do it on a month-to-month basis. So we have our availability for the month of March, and then probably we will post our availability for April, probably within the next week or so. We'll probably post our availability for April. So there's a little lead time. And, of course, if there's a special request or whatever for anything, you can always send us an email to loablend@gmail.com. You know, if you're not seeing what you need on the website, we're accessible and approachable. Send us an email. Maybe we can work something out.
Yeah.
You never know. Like Abraham says, ask and it is given. loablend@gmail.com. But anyway, check out the website just so you see, you know, who we look like, what we look like, and what we're about, who we look like. I don't know who we look like, but what we look like. I can't believe that was over. I mean, because we Skype, so we see each other on Skype.
Right.
Right, but we haven't hung out, like, in person. And God.
Yeah, I'm actually a tall black man now. So
I have no problem with that.
It really does change things, you know. It's a little strange.
That's fine with me.
My alter ego.
That works, girl. Oh, my God.
All shenanigans aside, we do have a caller with a hand.
Thank God, caller, you're saving us from this ridiculousness.
Area code 229. Hi, you're on the air with Elisa and Elizabeth. Who is this?
Hi, thanks. This is Melvin.
Oh, hey. Hi, Melvin. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, I guess.
You guess or you know?
Guessing.
Okay,
well, you're going to be knowing by the end of this phone call. What's going on, honey?
That's what I want to know. I just need some uplifting, some good things to start happening to me and in my life. And I just want to know, is anything pretty good coming up?
Well, the thing is, right now, energetically, you're not aware of this. The fact that to you it's so much more feasible and possible for things not to be as happy as you'd like, I feel that you need to be convinced that that can be turned around, you know. And I know you're not so much impatient where it's very active, but it's almost like, well, it's probably not going to happen anyway. See how that's a very down, crestfallen kind of energy?
Right, yeah.
And the universe responds to that. So it really, and I know it may be a little bit of a challenge, honey, but it really needs to start with you. That you got to pull your head up, lift your head up, and just say, you know what, by the grace of God, you're here. And as long as you have oxygen in those lungs, there are possibilities. And all things are well, but now it's time to recognize that. So it really needs to start with you. Not these outside issues. I know you were interacting with the woman online, and I picked up that there were some issues with the mother going on. I know that there were issues with the coaching, but I felt pretty good about that. That it might be an assistant coaching position, and then you kind of verified that. Again, there's God's time, you know, Source's time, and there's your time, and you got to just surrender.
Right.
You just got to surrender. I know there was sadness in the passing of, I believe, your brother. What's your brother's first name?
Cornelius.
Okay, Cornelius. So you say, Cornelius, let me just share this and turn some of this over. Because he wants to help you. Now, did anybody, what's going on with anybody with, did he have anything going on with his head, the brain, or headaches?
With my brother?
Or anybody around you, or even yourself? Sinus, yeah. Headaches, the brain?
Well, I know I have sinus problems.
Okay. Okay, because I was getting that a lot. Are you taking care of it?
Oh yeah, yes ma'am. Uh-huh.
Okay. Good. So continue to take care of that. And how is your attitude when you take care of it? It's not emotional. You're not upset. You're just like, I got to go to the pharmacy. I got to do this. I got to keep it in check. Correct?
Right. Yeah.
You're very matter of fact about it. It's no different than brushing your teeth or making your breakfast, correct?
Exactly.
Okay, good. So what they're telling me to say to you is that in the same way that you approach taking care of the sinus and head issues, and what's good is that it's being managed. It doesn't really bother you as long as you maintain, correct?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm getting that. Okay, good. So the same thing when you're dealing with the things in your life, like this woman and the job, have that matter of fact. Because guess what? You're not doubting the medicine. You're not doubting that the toothpaste isn't going to work. You're not the same thing. The same thing. Have this kind of neutral, I call it positive neutral. Have this very neutral approach. Because it's almost what we were talking about with Jessica. You know, that you think like, okay, when something happens, all of a sudden, all the things in my life that are unpleasant will go away. That's not true. What's true is that because all the possibilities of experience exist within you, you can minimize what you've been there, done that. You can minimize being sad and being lonely and yeah, being frustrated that you don't have your job. It could be minimized. So if you get out of the impossibility, because right now what you're focusing on is impossible, meaning complete elimination of any human experience, the good, the bad, the ugly, but you can minimize it and love that part of yourself.
Right.
So the same way that you're managing the discomfort with the sinuses, with very neutral, be at least neutral in a positive way about the other things in your life. And I'm going to see what Elisa has to say about this, and then we'll pull a message for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, honey. Good.
Well, gosh, what else can I possibly add to that, Melvin? I mean, you know, a lot of it is basically what we talk about on the show, which is law of attraction. And Elizabeth really hit it on the head, where if your energy is sort of down and that's really all you're acknowledging, then that's all that you will continue to get. And so I would say, you know, one, you did, you know, you're reaching out. You're like, I just need to feel better. I just need to hear some good news. And I believe the way you worded it was, is there anything good coming my way? And my initial thing is, there's always something good coming your way, just sometimes you don't see it, you know?
Yeah.
You know, sometimes if your head is down, you're not seeing a lot of the beautiful things around you. So we talked earlier, and I don't know how, you know, I think you may not have heard it, but we talked earlier about stretching, about the difference between stress and stretching. And when we stress about something, there's a contraction. But when you decide to change that stress into, well, you know, if I can't figure it out, let me at least work it out. Let me at least stretch it out. Then you actually take your focus into a sense of being expansive. So I feel like yeah, you're in a lull right now. You're just sort of probably in your head a lot more than you probably need to be. and you're sort of replaying some things like, well, nothing's really panning out. What you're seeing is like worst case scenario that of stuff that hasn't even happened yet. It's just, you know, maybe that's the point, is that it hasn't happened yet. So the only one who can really fix that is you, and you're taking the right steps. I mean, look at it that way. You know, you're reaching out, you're calling up people, you're calling up some old friends on the radio. It could mean that you watch a really funny TV show, at least to get you started, just to laugh, just to lighten up, so that you're not. We're not saying ignore any problems, but right now, if your question is there anything good happening? You got to think in your life of when all the good stuff did happen. It didn't all happen at one time. It didn't happen at, you know, one particular age. Like, oh, if I were only 8 years old again, you know, everything was happy then. But, you know, the thing is we get to the extremes. And if you're going to go to the extreme, look at it in both ways. You know, the extreme happiness versus extreme, you know, well, extreme, I guess extreme apathy is one way of looking at it. But it does take little increments, you know. We're not expecting you to jump to, like, you know, jumping on the couch ecstatic, talking to Oprah about everything. But you may be like, oh, you know, but you know, maybe after this phone call, you feel a little better. And then if you go out and you have your head up now, because you're feeling a little better. If you're in Georgia, I believe. I mean, it's sunny here in Atlanta. Which I'm very happy about. So I don't know where it is down. I think I want to say you're down in South Georgia.
Yes, I'm in Georgia. I'm about 3.5 miles. Three and a half hours from Atlanta.
Okay. Yeah. So.
Thomasville, Georgia.
I know where Thomasville, Georgia is. Yeah. It's on the way down, like near Valdosta. Is that right?
Yes. About 45 minutes from Valdosta.
There you go. I know it. Yeah, okay. So, I mean, I don't know what the weather's like down there. I'm hoping it's sunny as well, but...
sun is out. The sun is out.
So,
Well, that's a good thing.
The last few days, like, before, it was, like, kind of rainy. I mean, I remember when the sun came out, we're like, oh, my gosh. We automatically assumed it was springtime. Didn't matter, it was cold outside. It's sunny out, you know? So...
Yeah, it's pretty bad. A lot of rivers...
flooded,
overflowed.
Yeah. So think of it this way. I mean, whenever you ask if something good is happening, just know at some point that sun is going to come back out again.
That's right.
You know, something as simple as that, something as simple as a weather change can be something that just makes you smile. And you have to realize that. It has to be, sometimes the smallest things are the most profound.
Yep.
Just like, I mean, you guys are right on. And the thing is about it, I know, like, deep down, I know it's something good. It's been started manifesting for me. I know some changes with the coaching and meeting a nice young lady and in finishing school and being able to just move forward in life. I know those things are coming. But
no, they're not coming. They're within your reach. Coming means they're not there yet. They're within your reach. Let's flip that.
They're in our reach.
Thank you.
They are here.
Let's pull a message for you, sweetie. So you know the routine. You'll hear the music, and then you'll say the word pick, okay?
Okay.
All right, stand by. Okay, I think you said pick.
Yeah.
Okay, let me give you the number, and that is 2710. Oh, wow, this is a nice one for you. Honor the sacred art of rest. R is release. E is expand. S is shift into T, truth. Ooh, that was an anagram for rest. Release, expand, shift into truth. So you need to, are you resting enough?
Yes, I am. I work at a hospital at night, but not too much resting.
Okay, well, you need to rest. I'll read you the message again. This is, and although it's simple, it's like Lisa just said, some of the most simple things are the most profound, which is so true, and I love it. You got a very simple message. So perfect, Lisa. Listen very carefully. Honor the sacred art of rest. release, expand, shift into truth. So this is time for you. This shifting into truth, that's the shift we just talked about a second ago, which is, I know good things are coming to me, and then I said, no, good things are within your reach. See, that's the shift?
Right, exactly.
That's why you got this message, baby. And now, Lisa, what do we get with the number that goes with this message?
Oh, well, yeah, the sequence of numbers that Elizabeth gave me was 2710. Unless I need to play the lottery with those numbers, but...
Yeah, don't play the numbers now.
But you could if you wanted to.
Yeah, play the numbers, 2710. That would be funny if all of a sudden people started, like, hitting the numbers.
All right, yeah, if I hear that, you know, Georgia Lottery is a winner down in South Georgia, I'll know it's because, you know.
And it was 2710. We know who got the ticket.
But the two starts off with this relationship. The two is about relationships, partnerships, and cooperation, and that was definitely your inner relationship with you. And then it flows into the number seven, which is an energy of. It's funny because you're talking about your message about rest. Seven is also about rest because it's still an internal. Looking at things like an introspection, but it's also very low key. It's very focused on inner work, you know, internal work. And then it goes from the seven into the one, which is about the individual, which is you. You as a person moving out and going and doing things, which then also flows into this zero, which is back to source. So this is a very, it goes all the way around. It touches on everything, the inner you, then you as the complete self, and then you as part of source, part of God. So the actual, if you add up all those numbers, it ends up being a 10 or a 1.
Right.
Which is still back to, you know, back to the complete total you, which has everything. Which has everything within it. All the possibilities are within it. It's
right.
Just up to you to direct it. And right. if you want to direct it to feeling happy, then you have to feel happy.
Right. You can't direct something that's coming to you, but you can direct something that's within your reach.
Gotcha. Yeah. Mm.
Okay.
It's close. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, baby. So listen, you. Take good care, positive, neutral. Talk to your brother. Have that relationship with him. He wants to help you. And be very neutral where it comes to the desire for love and for fulfilling work. And just tell yourself, all right, source, this is within my reach. And follow up with us. Let us know how you're doing, sweetie.
I sure will.
You sound good.
You are blessed. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
oh,
you.
You sound so good. He sounded like little Dougie Downer before. Now he sounds good.
There you go. Keep on laughing there. And you know, when we talk about rest, think of that taking a mental rest so that you're not beating yourself up. But you know, you're moving, get that energy out there. You're moving and you're walking and you're talking, you're smiling. So it really will attract a lot of really fun things and people towards
yes.
you, things that have always been around you, just didn't even notice it. You haven't noticed it the last few days and you've been feeling down. So
yes.
I
love that you said that. Take a rest from all the sadness and all the lack. Thank you for saying that. I love that you just said that.
Yeah.
Take a rest from that.
Okay.
That's what you got. Yeah, just enough. All right. I'm smacking you through the phone. Boop, you're smacked. Goodbye. Take care, honey.
Take care, Melvin.
Thank you all so much. God bless. I love you.
Love you too, babe.
You too.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, honey.
Aww.
Just warms your heart, doesn't it, girl?
He does.
God bless him.
Yeah, I mean, he's gone on a long road. That's for sure. You know, there's been a lot of things
right.
that have happened, which is true for all of us, you know, but not everyone gets to share it.
Right.
And he's called us in the past, and it's like, wow, you know, here's someone, someone in South Georgia who just, you know, who knew? Who knew? But
I love it.
I always find it interesting because I'll catch myself when I talk as well. Is anything good coming my way?
Right. Yeah, we all do that. We all do that. Like, it's absolutely, we all can relate to that, sure.
I think that's how my mom would feel when we come in. Is there anything to eat in the house? Like, well, of course there's something to eat in the house. That's crazy talk, you know, there's always something to eat in the
house.
Yeah,
and you know, and so much, it's a good point because so much is conditioning, you know,
yeah.
And we have no control over that as children. And one thing that took the better part of my life was just to neutralize the energy of and my poor mother. She had to raise four of us basically by herself. You know, she really had a rough road. God bless her. And I remember just one time when she was really stressed out, we used to hear like this mantra of, you know, how come good things never happen for us? I'm like, thanks. Thank you.
Right.
Thank you ever so. So thank you. But I can understand. I could so understand. And I've completely forgiven her because she's a phenomenal, amazing woman. I adore her. And I really understand at that time, being a young woman raising four kids in the heart of New York City by herself, I can certainly understand. And I would have said that too if I were her. I would have said worse. So I really get it. But to give yourself a rest from that, and to know things are within your reach, experiences are within your reach, and that really makes it much more active. Source can respond that much more actively. Because if you say something's coming to you, well, it could be coming from the other side of the earth. It could be coming from Australia.
Right.
It could be a slow boat to China. You know, it could be a long time before it arrives.
Right.
Within reach, it means, okay, within this lifetime.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. We just don't know. Anyway.
I was thinking about my mom reference. Well, today's my dad's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Dad.
That's my dad's birthday, so and then my mom's birthday will be on Monday. But I think it's funny. I think I thought of that mom reference because I just realized, you know, I'm pretty sure there are many times when I said, "Is there anything to eat in this house?" And this, just if you, you know, well, you don't even need to know my mom. You just need to know she's Filipino. So of course.
Oh God, my mother looks like she's stockpiled for the apocalypse.
Exactly.
And she lives by herself. In case we come over, right.
Yeah, right. And there's mom and dad at the house. And and my mom still, yeah, she doesn't know how to, when we were all together, it's a family of five, but she was still never able to cook for just five people. So
right,
like,
55.
55, at least.
Right.
So to think about what we choose not to acknowledge.
Right.
Like in the cupboard of life, what you choose not to acknowledge.
And it probably, it maybe, I don't know if it hurt her feelings or like, of course we have things to eat in the house.
Right.
What's wrong with you?
I think there's that sense of disappointment. Like, what, are you blind? Can you not see all this food?
Exactly.
And she's in the kitchen still making food. Like,
she's
well,
like,
yeah,
yeah, she's slaughtering a pig, you know. She's putting it on the spit. It's like, hello.
Right. Yeah. It's within reach. I think I could see her saying, "It's, you know, when it's done." And that's,
yeah,
maybe that's,
I know.
You know?
I'm right. What's,
you know,
for,
like,
dinner? What I made.
When,
that's my line. My kid, what's for, every time I'm hungry, it's like, what do you see me doing? I'm like a freaking sous chef on Top Chef. I'm at these kids. What's for dinner? What was on sale at the supermarket? That's dinner. What is this? A freaking gourmet restaurant? You want your menu? Unbelievable. Feeding two growing boys.
Oh,
not,
yeah,
cute. Not,
yeah,
cute sometimes. Anyway.
Anyway. Oh, well, yeah, we love us some Melvin. He's always just such a, what is it about him?
He's a gentle soul.
He is a very gentle soul. And he, you know, like, you always want the best for someone,
yes,
like that. And
he's a
for
nice
him to
gentleman.
Really see, for him to see the really good stuff that's really happening around him and within him.
You know, and I bet the woman coming into his life, she might be the type of person that might be too, I feel like that the person that would come in would be kind of shy, and I don't know if she'd be the person to go on a dating site, you know? And it's like, I feel like if he was at some sort of event, like a family reunion or a picnic or a church thing, and that he had the nerve, in a sense, the verve to, you know, have a gentle conversation with someone, or, you know, somebody who works at the school, or I don't know. I just feel like she might be the type of person to not really do the online dating thing.
Right.
Yeah, I just have that feeling, you know. And it's interesting, Melvin, if you're still listening, the fact that I'm kind of feeling the energy of a woman now. Maybe you cleared something energetically. I don't know. And the top of my head's not hurting anymore, and I got that. So when I feel physical symptoms, I don't know if it's someone who's passed or the person I'm talking to. So maybe you cleared something. So just know, within your reach.
Wow.
Yeah. He might call us in 6 months. I just got back from Vegas. Whoa.
Yeah, right. He doesn't strike me as a Vegas type. He strikes me as, small wedding type, you know.
No, but he got married, that he went to Vegas and got married.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's pretty cool. We do like hearing, you know, when people have that transformation, especially just listening, just talking, that's always good. We have a few more people in the chat room. M. Linda Tolson and Sunshiny Day, hello. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, hey guys.
Last quarter of our show. You mentioned Top Chef, and I finally saw, I've not been in really watching a lot of whatever's on Bravo anymore. So I haven't really watched a lot of Top Chef.
Oh, I love Top Chef.
But I did, my brother was recording the
finale.
Finale last night, so I got to see part of it. Or you know, like I saw like the last like three courses,
right?
What they were doing, and it was a different format. So I'm like, wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that was new for them. Yeah, really good.
And I found it really interesting. And hopefully, I'm not doing a spoiler for anybody, but I won't even say who won. But for both of the chefs,
they're both women. That was rare.
Both women, and we actually ended up watching the What's Up with Andy.
Oh, that's one of my favorite shows. I love me some Andy Cohen.
I've never seen that show.
Oh my God, he's my, I love him. And I hate that he's on like late, because I only watch like half of the show and then I'm so tired I pass out. But I love him. It's one of my favorite shows.
Yeah, I was saying, I was so tired. I saw the first part of it, but he had both of the winners on the show. And he, you know, he was asking questions about how they got to be there, and then certain aspects of the show certain parts of the competition where people, it was a group thing, and they had to, if a dish didn't work out, he was trying to ask
who had the responsibility.
Who was responsible for that? And they were both just really, they were both very consistent with how they viewed it. Like, no, it was my dish. I was in charge of it.
Yep.
I love that. I was like, wow.
I was very impressed. I was very, yes, I was very, very impressed, because we're so quick to project and blame onto other things, and the grace. And it wasn't a big deal.
Yeah.
It wasn't. It was acceptance. And when you just accept, like, okay, that's all right. Like, you know, I didn't make a great choice or what have you, or I was the leader of the team, so even by default, if somebody on my team screwed up, it's still my responsibility.
Right.
Just the grace in that. And that's the thing that for us to remember, again, like what we were saying to Jessica and to Melvin, all those possibilities will always exist within us, but see how they neutralized it and they transformed it, as opposed to letting it go on and blaming somebody else.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah, I was struck by that as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we were both watching it at the same time last night, so that's funny.
Yeah, I mean, it just, I think it takes a really big person.
Yes, it does.
to really take all that in, and then, and not keep it in, but just to transfer, just to take it in, acknowledge it, let it go.
I love that. So simple. And a lot of people would just go into the default setting of, oh, no, it's that person's fault, and, you know, and they could walk around keeping that wound alive and active.
Yeah, and especially on those types of shows where it's, you know, the conditions are ripe for that, you know, that's sort of what they want you to
They
see.
Want that drama. They want cuckoo crazy.
Drama.
Right.
And I've definitely, especially on that show in particular, I've seen that where, you know,
right.
In the recap, like, oh, man, you know, yeah, you totally threw me under the bus. And, you know, when it came time to defending why this dish or why that to the judges, a lot of times I've seen the chefs like, you know, well, so-and-so didn't do this. But, you know, both of them were very much, no, it was my dish.
Yep. Right.
I take responsibility for it, whatever happened.
Right.
So, very cool.
Yeah.
We do have a question.
Okay.
Especially if somebody wants us to pick a card.
Yes.
It's for Sunshiny Day in the chat room. So I told her, I'm assuming it's a her, to get ready to pick.
Okay. So we don't have a name. We have a handle.
Right.
Okay, because I need to connect to people's energy when I do this, so I'm just making a note of that. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, so the routine is you hear the music, take a few seconds, and type in the word pick, and then you will pick your message. I'm ready.
All right, let's go here.
Got it. Let me give you the number for this message, and it's it's a four-digit number, 2010, and Sunshiny, because I don't know what else to call you.
Oh, her name's Holly.
Holly. Thank you, darling. Okay, Holly. I just want to tell you, whatever it is that you've been grieving or sad about, just let it wash through you, because I just got such a hit of, oof, and you're no victim, and I'm not saying that you ever were, but you're not. You're very, very strong. I haven't even looked at the message yet. I just got such a hit on her energy. Please verify that in chat, she took the hit for the team, whatever that means. I don't know what that means. Okay, this is your message. Wow, I just got such a huge hit with her. Being unapologetic in your truth is the most effective way to clear paths before you. Define life's journey and your place in the world. I'll read it one more time. It's deep, girl. This is a deep person, this Holly chick. Being apologetic in your truth is the most effective way to clear paths before you. Define life's journey and your soul place in the world.
Wow.
Damn.
And she just typed in here, my brother died.
Thank you.
And I lost my stepchildren.
Thank you. Wow, honey, I felt it. Oh, I felt it. Even when I was connecting, I was like, Sunshiny, okay, whatever. I felt like tears were welling up in my eyes.
Mm.
Oh, baby girl. Baby girl.
Mm. Wow.
They're with you. Oh, my God. Wow. Thank you for that.
Ooh.
Thank you for that verification. Thank you
wow.
so much. Damn. Okay, so you can tell her about the numbers, because I'm just blown away right now.
Well, she's saying, I'm okay, doing better. Oh,
yes,
yeah,
you are.
A lot of hugs. A lot of hugs coming your way. A lot of love. 2010 for that message. What a strong message.
Mm.
What a very strong message.
Oh, I got the chills. I'm freezing now. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh.
Whew.
Girl.
Yeah.
I felt it.
The message, I like how this is basically, you look at it, 2010, it's like the year, 2010.
Oh, yeah, right.
And the two go, is again, we started off just like Melvin's, it has to do with this relationship, both inner relationship, so the relationship to your inner self, and also as a result, the relationship to you and any other person, and how that's the basis for everything, for this message, and then how then it goes into zero, which I always consider source or God, which may be indication of of the passing of your brother. I'm not sure. And then the one, we just how I like how it, everything still goes back to source. Then it goes back to one, which is again the individual, and then just completely just you, and any initiative that you take. And then it goes flows back into the zero again, back to source, and the overall number. If you add up all those numbers, it equals a 3, which is expression and communication and connection. So this is, I feel like the way it ties into that message has a lot to do with now being able to express, like to not keep everything in anymore, just to make sense of it. And it's a very loving expression. It's not so much just a floodgate of whatever needs to come through, but also everything that comes up to express it after that, if that makes sense. So sometimes, like, you know, like when you go through a really sad period, you know, you speak a certain way, you know, everything's kind of sad. But then when there's that sense of relief, new words come up, or words you haven't had to use in a while come up that are much lighter because they're not being kept down anymore. So all that goes under this energy of the 3, the overall 3 that comes from the 2010. A lot of it goes back to source. That 0 is indicative of it always going back to source.
Wow. And that was from chat, and I felt it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So she says, thank you. She says, divorce too. Okay, we got everything going on.
Woo-hoo, it's a party, girl.
Holly. So.
She is one tough cookie.
Yeah.
And I'm also feeling a little bit of a shallowness of breath. So be very aware. Be very aware of your capacity for breath. I don't know if you have any sort of practice like yoga or something that maybe that you used to do in the past that you might have forgotten about, but just for about self-care, and I know you're saying that you're doing good, and you are, but I want you to take think about something to just help you with the breath, because there's more breath. There's more than enough breath to go around, and I'm feeling like a shallowness of breath. So to increase your capacity for breath is what I'm getting. And it's almost like the brain feels it's incomprehensible to still be here after everything you've gone through. And you're very much still here. And like we said to Melvin, good things are within your reach. But I'm getting a big, big hit about the breath. So I don't know what that exactly means for you specifically, Holly, but maybe you know what that is. Mm-hmm. And also to think about what you used to do when you a while back that you kind of forgot about that might be very healing and helpful for you, and I don't know what that is either. So I hope what I'm picking up makes sense for you, because that's really what it's about, not for it to make sense to me.
Right.
But to you. All right, baby?
Very good. Very good. Wow, we're on the last minute and a half. This is great. Kimberly Corinda said, shallow breath is me too. So anytime anyone acknowledges that shallow breath,
you know,
breathe deeper. She said that. Holly says, out of shape. Well, that happens too. So, you know.
All right. So, okay. So maybe it's time to slowly and gently find active things to get back into shape, and maybe I'm getting, like, you know, the beginning that you might be a little bit of out of breath, but yeah, you can do this.
Yeah,
you can do this. So maybe that's what I was getting, sort of like, you know, when you start a journey like that, you know, you are going to huff and puff. All you have to do is just get through it, fake it, whatever, but just if consistency is the key.
Right.
And I might have picked up on Kimberly's shallow breath too. So it's just really important to be mindful of it, because we want to be expansive and we want to connect to source. And sometimes one of the only ways for source to come in is through the breath.
Exactly.
So, yeah, some things to think about. I am so blown away by all this energy. I'm going to let you sign us off.
All right. Well, for more information on both of us, you can go to lawofattractionblend.com. But for more information specifically on Elizabeth, visit elizabill.com, E-L-I-Z-A-B-I-L-L.com. And then you can visit me at sumofyou.com, S-U-M-O-F-Y-O-U.com. We are on again Sunday morning, 9:30 a.m. Eastern time. So please join us then. If you have any questions in the meantime, again, visit us on the website. You can drop us a line there, or you can just email us directly at loablend@gmail.com. So in the meantime, remember to...
Oh, and you know what? Let me just say real quick. Okay. We got an email about 15 minutes ago from a listener in the UK. We will address this on the next show. Thanks for listening over there. We love that. Okay, now, remember to
follow
the feeling to you. Have a great day. See you guys on Sunday. Take care.
Bye.
Tell me something good.
Tell me that.